Blog Talk Radio. Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and it shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And all that nation whom they shall serve, I will judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substances. Now, that was in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. Now, I want your sheep to remember, I hope that our Father in heaven has good standing. Now, and let me expound on this, those two paragraphs for a moment. When I was in school years ago, I learned that we were brought to America as slaves in 1619. Well, right here, Jesus has told our father Abraham, and many of you won't acknowledge that Abraham is our father, because the devil has fooled you. You know, in Revelation chapter 12 and 9, it says that the whole world has been fooled. And I'm trying to straighten something out for your understanding. I want you to understand, as I have, and maybe from time to time, an angel or our Father in heaven will speak to you and tell you something. So we know that from 1619 until 2019 here, in my book it says, from I forget what date, but I remember it was in June or July of 1619, where they brought slaves to the United States. And so I am expecting next year in June or July, it may be after that date. Never know when our Lord, our Father, but he is coming. He's coming back one day. And I hope to be here to say, I told you so. Listen to me. I really do. I hope my Father allows me to be here. You know, I believe Satan tried to take me out, but my Father brought me back. And when I came back, that was in June of November of 2016. When I came back, it was hard for me to talk, but I started talking, started this program that I have here on Blog Talk Radio. It was difficult somewhat for me to talk and to get my position straight, you know, my balance straight. But my Father in heaven is helping me and has helped me a great deal. So our 400 years, I want you sheep to know, and those who are not sheep to know, that our 400 years will be up next year, sometime in June and July. I don't know if that's where the presidents of Russia and America is having a meeting so they can try to deal with our Father in heaven. But certainly they're not foolish enough to do anything like that to try and discourage him or hurt him when he comes. After all, our Father created this entire world. I'm looking at the page that I have written out for you. It says Genesis chapter 39. But I want you to remember, I had to bear birth. I read that about 2 weeks ago. We are in Genesis 43, where I left off last Tuesday. And that's where I'm going to pick up Genesis 31. I am going to start reading there in a moment. But I want to say this. I want to say a little prayer for us to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for your goodness. And this is the day that you have made, and it is a gorgeous day here in Detroit. Thank you for taking care of us and protecting us and keeping natural disasters away from our city, as well as chemical disasters, and blessing us with good health and a sound mind, a sane mind. Thank you for all those things and more. Thank you, Yeshua, better known as Jesus Christ. And I thank you. I thank you. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I want to say happy Sabbath afternoon to you all, which is happy Friday afternoon. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and to rest. You'll find it in the 10th commandments. Well, you'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. It'll tell you to keep the Sabbath day holy. Now, Pope Constantine changed that. I remember reading that in my history class, because we were testing on it. But nonetheless, when a church tells me that they have Sunday service, I now think of them as following the white man's rule. And I can't find any place in the Bible where the white man is from. You know, people will tell me like, well, the desert. But I said, our Father said, people, let us make men in our image out of the ground. He didn't, you know, in the desert, they might have white sand, but he did not say sand. He said, let us make men out of the ground. So all those people who are dark brown or black or just light brown, we were made from the ground. We are his holy people. And we have to understand that and start acting like that. This is why when this woman named Roseanne had a television program, made that harsh comment about this black woman who used to work with President Obama, I started thinking that she is an alien, and the rest of them too, because she appears not to have a heart. And then someone said that someone else is going to put her on a show. I plan to, if they do, no one in my household will watch that show. If it means that I will have to turn off my cable or cut my cable bill, they will not watch it in my home, my house, not while I'm alive. Well, now, let's get to where we left off last Tuesday. We left off in Genesis chapter 43, verse 31. Tell you that I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I also, every time, I usually ask you to have your pencil and paper ready and your pen, just in case you want to jot something down that I may say. And you want to check out what I'm saying. It'll be for your remembrance. Nonetheless, let me read Genesis chapter 31. Let me pick up from there and continue to read as much as I can before my program begins to end or comes to its end. And he was, and he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, set on bread. And they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves and for the Egyptian, which he did eat with them, with him by themselves, because the Egyptians are not to eat the Hebrews, for that it is an abomination, or another word for abomination is disgust or disgrace unto the Egyptians. Now, see, one thing that I found out, when Joseph supposedly said that he was a Hebrew, which means Israel is a Hebrew. He's what his father is. Israel is a Hebrew. And all this time, I was thinking he was an Israeli. But I don't know where I got that from. That's what I have been taught by the public for all these years that I had come into knowledge. Verse 33, and they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his birth, according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another, and set masses, that means portions, unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mass was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry. Merry means cheerful, agreeable, or happy with him. Now that ends the reading of chapter 44. And I'll start reading at verse 41. I'm trying to ignore what's happening. My left ear is itching, and that's where I have my telephone. Verse 1, and he commanded, that means instructed, the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sack with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, and their asses, and asses means donkeys. I've told you all that before. So when I see the word ass again, maybe instead of saying asses, I would just say donkeys. Got it? Yeah, you got it. You're smart. And they were gone out of the city and not yet far off. Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men. And when thou hast overtook them unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh? And whereby indeed he dineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them and spoke unto them these words, these same words. And said unto them, Wherefore saith the Lord these words? And God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks now again unto you out of the land of Canaan, and then we would steal not of the Lord's house silver or gold. Will whomever of thy servant it to be found, both let him die, and we also will be of my Lord's bondsmen. That means saved. Verse 10, and he said, Now let it be according unto your word. He whom it is found shall be my servant, and he shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man's sack to the ground and opened every man his sack. And he searched and began at the eldest and the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. And they rent means to tear, or tore their clothes. And laden means loaded every man's donkey, and remained and returned to the city. And Judah said to his brethren, came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there. And they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, What deed is this that thou hast done? Won't you not that such as a man as I can certainly divine? Well, that means like angel. He did good. And Joseph said, What shall we say unto you, my Lord? What shall we speak? For how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of thy servant. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found, that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father. Then Judas came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word to my Lord's ear, and he, and let not thine and your anger burn against thy servant. For thou means you, art even as Pharaoh. For you are even as Pharaoh. That's how it should read, and that's how I understand it. Verse 19, My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have you a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one. And his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And saidest thou unto thy servant, Bring him down unto me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, The lad cannot and let me tell, or young person cannot leave his father. For if he should leave his father would die. And thou, and then verse 22, and we said unto my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father. If he should leave his father would die. And then verse 23, and thou saidest unto thy servant, except your servant brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up unto thy servant, I told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, go again and buy us a little food. And we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face except our youngest brother be with us. And they said, and thy servant, my father, said unto us, you know that my wife bare me two sons, and the one went, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if ye take this also from me, and mischief befall him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs upon with sorrows to my grave. Now let me read verse 29 again in, for your hearing sheet and whoever else may be listening that may be listening. And if you take this also from me, my mischief and mischief befalls him, he shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now, therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and he and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, he shall come to pass, when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide, that is, stay or remain instead of the lad, a bondsman, and that means a slave, to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my, and the lad be not with me, least peradventure, and that means perhaps, peradventure means perhaps, I see the evil that shall come on my father. Now, that is the reading of chapter 43, and I pray that our Father gives everyone an understanding of what has been read. Excuse me, I had to burp. You understand that Joseph was going to, because the cup was found in the lad's sack of corn or whatever goods he had, Joseph was going to keep him as a servant. But his brother Judah said that he prayed me to the Lord that he would abide instead. He would remain instead of his younger brother. And the lad would go back to his father. To his father's house. Now, let's start reading chapter 45. And I hope our Father will give me strength enough to read it all in your hearing this time, this day, right now. Chapter 45, Genesis chapter 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before them that stood by him, cried, "Cause every man got to go out from me." And he stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, and he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of the Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Doth yet my father live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold to Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither." That means sold me to this place. "For God did send for you to preserve life, to save life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest." That means earing means plowing or harvesting for you to preserve you a prosperity. That's to preserve you in the future in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Now therefore, it was not you that sent me hither to this place, but God, that he has father to Pharaoh and Lord of this house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Therefore, haste ye, and go unto my father, and say unto him, thus said thy son Joseph, God has made me Lord of Egypt. Come down unto me, delay not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there I will nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household in all that thou hast come to poverty, and there and before your eyes see in the eyes of my brother Benjamin that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. So let's read verse 12 again. It says, and behold, your eyes see in the eyes of my brother Benjamin that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of that ye have seen, and that all that you have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither, that is, bring him to this place. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren, and they wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are here, are come. And please Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, laid your breast, your beast, that is to load your beast, and go get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your household, and come unto me, and I will give you a good land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land, and command this to you, that you wagon out the land of Egypt for yet a little, the little one. Let me read that verse 19 again. Now thou command this to you. Take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also guard your staff and the good of the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so. And Israel gave them wagons. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandments of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the way. To all he gave each man a raiment of a raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 silver pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the goods things of Egypt, and 10 she donkeys laden or loaded with in bread and meat for his father by the way. And he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way and by the wayside. And they went out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. And Jacob and told him that Joseph is alive and that he is governor over the land of Egypt. And Jacob Jacob's heart fainted, and he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he had said, and when he had saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob was, he was restored to life. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Now, Sheep, I want you to understand that Jacob is not an Israelite. He's a Hebrew, just as his son Joseph is. I think I read back in chapter 37 through 49 where they talk about Joseph being a Hebrew. And if Joseph is a Hebrew, his father also a Hebrew. And that's what I want you to get from this lesson. And I want you to read chapter 46 and as much as you can. I think that the Bible ends this story of the Bible book. The book of Genesis ends probably in the next few chapters. I think up until, let me turn to see how many more chapters you have. You have, I want you to read chapter 46 and 47 if you can. And chapter 50 if you can. Now let's say, Father in heaven, thank you for being our protector as well as our provider. And thank you for keeping away natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Sheep, I will be back with you Tuesday at 11 o'clock to read chapter 46 and as much as I can. I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my books, The Unseen, The Broken Plant, and The Passing. May God bless you. God loves you, and I love you as well. See you next, talk with you next week.
I know the truth.
Yes, sir.
be our salvation.